Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
And we are in and good to be here at Frickers in Adrian, right on Main Street. Stop by for the special weekly specials, drinks, food. It's all here at Frickers. It's always a good time. Again, I'm at this student athlete to get all athlete. Smith talks about women's basketball with Ashlyn Waterly and finishes our program with a double in hockey. So let's get things underway. Talk some hockey with the graduate student, a forward from Wyoming, Michigan, Zach Heinz. A big weekend for you last week. I know you've talked about it plenty already, but it's always not about your individual, it's about getting the win, right?
Yeah, it is. It was a big weekend individually, but not just individually, but as well as our team building confidence. We haven't had the hottest start with offense this year. So, 8-6 in one weekend is huge for us. So I think just building and growing is always huge for us. So.
And fans and followers of your team are... Well, they can breathe a sigh of relief a little bit because you can't turn scoring with less than 5 seconds left to win. You know, it's kind of a little more relaxing weekend for the fans, too.
Oh, yeah, always takes the pressure off for sure. We've had two away this year. It's good to go out and score.
Yeah, and thinking about this as a whole, you had those moments. It's been special, and Adrian's been on the winning side of it's either jubilation or heartbreak. Learned about this team. I know you're one of the players on the squad, but I know there's very capable youngsters on the team. What's your feel like been for this team so far?
We had like 8 or 9 seniors graduate last year down there, so having a younger group was nerve-wracking, but they've proved themselves with awesome. They're confident now. Slow for them, adjusting to this level of play, but I think that now they're starting to get their stride, and they're really growing, and it's just awesome to see.
Yeah, they really stepped into some top competition, right? You start the year with Utica, and then you have a couple other non-conference. You have the USA development team, and we're not going to talk about that game, but plenty of chances to play some quality hockey, and I think you've played in this NCHA league for a number of years now. This might be one of the best that the league has looked. Zach, many years ago, what brought you to Adrian College?
The coach at the campus is really what in soccer. He's pretty sure of go and. And awesome. Officially without CIN. It was just something I fell in love with when I first saw the campus, and you know, I think I fit in, and I think I enjoy it here, and it's awesome. So.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we're thankful you made that decision, and, you know, you've some great things here. What's your, say, grad student or bachelor degree, and what you said for your graduate?
A bit smart, and then technically I'm a graduate, so I'm sure it's on there.
Oh, yeah, right? Like,
oh. That's a part. Oh, yeah. I actually graduated this semester.
Okay. Zach?
I mean, hopefully, I'm pulling this shake. And so.
With the NCAA top team, Adrian. Really, your time here, Zach. Adrian's been ranked very high in all these polls. You know, obviously winning the national title, runner-up last year. I mean, that's got to be a target on your back every time you hit the ice.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something special winning that national championship, but it also brings the competition level every game up so much higher because everyone wants to beat their defense. Just after it's awesome. It's been one of the best experiences of my life, but the game is just getting harder and harder because that target on your back and everyone wants to beat you.
Yeah, and Adrian wants to get back to the spot.
Yeah,
want to get back to that game and that level. Speaking of that, is that it's sort of like an unspoken type deal, or do you guys talk about what your aspirations are for still really a very long season, but is that at all?
Yeah, I think at the team, you're focused mostly on game by game. I know the big picture is obviously to win the national championship, but we don't care unless we win one game every single night. We're going to move forward. Aaron brings this, but last year, the breaking loss in all time is definitely a motivator for the running.
Who really played with the try this year?
So Matt Redding and some. They make my life easier. Without speaking, it didn't. Okay. You know, we actually got much skill to do, especially. Brad.
Okay. You read that line off. Tonight it's 3 Darrington. Can you get us a little either on the?
Yeah, so a lot of comp a little bit because you play every year in 2 years. So we have a little bit of detail what they do. I've been good against them. I think we're 2-1 setting. So game. This just focus on this thing we have basically 3 weeks preparing ourselves.
Are you guys officially on winter break yet, or is that coming up?
Technically, exams are this week. I think they're finishing up. I think some guys have one more Friday, but I'm all done, so.
How do you, and this is just with your sport, it's all the winter sport. How do you deal with winter break? Do you have some time off? What's the approach going to be? Do you know yet? What's coach?
No, yeah. Well, Krug has, we're allowed to go home, I think, after this weekend and I will be back the 28th, so we get a little chunk of time with our family.
So an actual break.
Yep. Okay. So we get to go back home for Christmas, spend some time with our family, which is time is kind of a back and relax. We also know what the task at hand is, and, you know, guys will go back and still skate, work out. The things we're doing here, just minus the school part, and see your family, so it's awesome.
Yeah, the sport's unique, how it's like you sprint out the gate, you know, and you start the year out in New York, and you're playing, and then, all right, the USA team, and then you play some conference games with meeting, and then, you know, get a sprint.
Yeah, we started the year traveling a lot, so breaking home is awesome. I know that we have home games coming up too. It's always awesome playing in front of home fans and the home crowd, so we appreciate it. I know that it's really easy, especially so.
Looking at the Northern Collegiate Hockey Association, at the top, you know, Adrian, we're actually tied with St. Norbert and China. Those are teams we've got to play. You know, they're coming up on the schedule. They're actually on the cable, so I don't know what are the lining, but we'll be with you guys up in St. Norbert, and I'll be at Shrine for that. But that's later down the road. I guess, you know, how hard is it to not look ahead with the schedule? Because, you know, look, you've played in the last game of the season twice, and that's the end of March. Here we are, the beginning of December. Keep your body, keep your brain going. Sleep. Long season.
Yeah, it's just kind of handling it one game at a time. I know that the ultimate task is to win the national championship, but just preparation, whether that's like eating right, getting sleep, and, you know, doing everything right to keep your body going, which is something that Krug and Tom are really they really preach, and I think we've done a good job this year of really maintaining their standard, and I think that the new guys especially have really adapted and done well too.
They're learning the Bulldog. Okay. We've seen it, and that's all right. You know, once you're on the ice,
yeah,
then that's totally different element. Well, Zach, I don't need to give you luck, but I'll say it anyway. Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 3 at the American on. Thanks for your time, and get to practice. You probably have practice soon.
No, yeah, going to go out on the end. I appreciate that.
Zach. We are here at Frickers for AGL. And listen to Kynes. Michigan, you can go to and walk back Friday night at 7, Saturday at 3. So, you know, Frickers here in AGL. It's a beautiful day, but as always, full side Frickers, get some special daily drink food. They're still hiring, so if you want some part time or you want something available on by gratification day, check out the Lions games here too. If you want to watch Detroit, or if you want to watch my Steelers in a bloodbath with the Patriots tonight, if you want to watch a 3-0 football game, you can do that here. Add Frickers. We're going to take a break. Right after this, it's the AEX show from Frickers and Amy and 96.5
invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The men's hockey team takes the ice Friday, December 8th at 7. On Saturday the 9th, enjoy a full day of Adrian College athletics. Choose from men's wrestling, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The men's hockey team takes the ice Friday, December 8th at 7. On Saturday the 9th, enjoy a full day of Adrian College athletics. Choose from men's wrestling, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Good afternoon and welcome back, or just welcome into the ACL Access Show. Frickers and Adrian, I'm still Ian Wendt. Glad to have you along for the ride. Had a nice conversation with Zach Heinz with the NCAA men's ice hockey team. We're now going to talk some wrestling here this afternoon. I have Tanner Smith. I'm questioning everything on this piece of paper now. Tanner, are you a graduate student?
Yes, I am.
All right. I got that all set to go. You're from Trenton, Michigan. Reading through here, it seems like a very promising start to the year. We're going to get to that in a second. What got you into wrestling? Are you one of these people that has been wrestling since they were like 3?
Yeah, I started at about 4 years old.
Okay.
I played every sport, but once I started getting older, I didn't get much bigger. I stayed at a sport that I could compete in.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Appear to be very good at it. The sport that I am not very good at, in wrestling, I think there's a lot of technicality type things that I would struggle with. What brought you here to Adrian all those many years ago?
My senior year, I was actually getting recruited by Eastern Michigan and their Division I program, not too far from my hometown. And it appeared that right before my senior year started, they dropped their program, and I had to look for a new program to speak with. And I had reached out with Adrian College before, and a few of my high school teammates, and, company school, like athletes, they all committed here, and they were pretty good, so I wanted to join the squad.
This is 2 athletes in a row that had Division I looking like, and then come to Adrian College. We're very thankful you did. Could you talk about your time at AC with this wrestling program that's relatively young, about 10 years old, but very successful in a short time?
Yeah, my freshman year we came in, and we had a bunch of good leaders that were good for the foundation of the program, but my younger class and the class above had a lot of talent. So the mixture of those two just kept adding positive stuff to our team. We got better throughout the years, and we got better recruiting classes each year. And at this point, it looks like we're going to keep getting better each year.
Yeah, and one of the things that got, you know, Adrian kind of over the hump was winning the MIAA last year. You were a starter for the team then when that took place. What was that like for you? And obviously we know what it meant for the team, but to bring a championship to a sport that hasn't had it in many years.
Oh, man, it meant a lot to me personally and our team. We think about it every day, running it back this year, all summer, all preseason last year. That's all we thought about was coming together as a team, making history, and then sticking it as and creating a legacy at Adrian College.
Yeah, I mean, next step is success at the national level, right? Is to,
yes, sir,
you know, compete and be one of the final teams left standing in wrestling. Okay, I alluded to the success you've had this season. We're going to go down the list here. Most recently, you were at the Ohio Northern Invitational. Did they make you wrestle actual polar bears? Because I know that that's the school down there. But how'd that go for the team?
The team did okay. We took a 5th out of, I believe, 13 teams. We had a couple starters out, so we didn't have all 10 placers. and that could have definitely helped us place a little higher. But as a team, I think we look tough, and at each tournament, I think we're getting tougher and better each match.
The unique thing about wrestling and that I've learned talking about the sport is you do have the 10 different weight classes, and coaches can look and say, all right, I have a sophomore in this weight class that's very good. I don't need to recruit that spot. I have a senior at the 176 weight class. I'm going to need to replace them at some point, so I got to fill in that spot. So the makeup of the team apparently is very good, winning the championship last year, but you had to fill in some pieces, I'm sure.
Definitely. So we've had a couple tough freshmen come in this year. Our whole freshman class, it seems like they love it. They show up, they grind, and we just keep getting more recruiting classes like that. Adrian will be set for the next decade or so, just off that alone. But, yeah, as long as we got a deep lineup, so each weight class has a couple guys that are all hard competitors. And if one guy is hurt or one guy can't make the weight, we know we got another guy that'll step up, and he will fill in the job.
Talking with Tanner Smith with men's wrestling. What's kept you at Adrian? I know you had, you know, the Division I aspiration when you were a freshman. You were going to go wrestle at Eastern. What's kept you around?
Oh, man, the team and the community here is unbeatable. We're really, really a bunch of brothers. We got 50 of us, and we look out for each other. We have a good time on and off season. The new coaches staff, we've gotten one of my prior teammates, now an assistant coach the last couple of years. He's been a great help. Our head coach is the man. He really is dialed. He's got us on our toes at all times, and I know he really knows the sport of wrestling. And then we've also gotten a new strength coach who's played a huge role in our team, and he's showed a lot of passion for our team, and he's done a ton for us so far, and he'll continue to keep doing more for us.
Is Coach Bill more of a hands-on, in-your-face kind of coach, or hands-off, let you do what you do during the match?
So it depends on the guy. Personally, I tell him to come at me, and I like to hear him. I like to feel his energy. I like all that. Some guys, personally, they like to
go away, coach.
Yep,
got it.
They like to handle things on their own. But personally, I like the intensity.
So we have the Ohio Northern invite in the book. You've already had your Adrian invite to begin the year. You've had the Millikan Open. A very busy fall getting into winter schedule. Is it that intense as we move into more of the winter stuff, or is it kind of lighting up a little bit?
So luckily this year we have a change in our schedule. We have Siena Heights this Saturday at home, which is our in-town rivalry, which we've handled business the last couple of years, and I believe we're going to show up and do the same thing. But after that, we get a month and a half till our next competition. So some guys are going to spend some time at home training and competing back in high school rooms or local rooms, and getting our bodies right before conference and postseason.
Wrestling's kind of unique in that you can't just be like, hey, I need to go run some routes. Can you throw me some passes? You know, maybe you don't need that, but you need someone who knows how to wrestle in your type of style. Is it tough to do that, you know, during a break like this, or do you have plenty of resources back at home?
It's definitely tough. I can find myself at some high school room helping out, mostly coaching and drilling with some high schoolers around my size, but not very close in skill. But I do have some teammates within an hour that we can find a high school or a gym that we can meet up at and get a good workout in. But it does get a lot tougher around the holidays because everyone's got plans, family, and we got to drive to meet up. So,
I mean, do you have siblings you can wrestle?
Sadly, I do not.
Okay.
I have some little cousins that are coming up, but they're pretty small right now.
Okay, well, maybe someday they'll catch up and you can teach them something. So you talked about the duel against Siena Heights. That's at home, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. In-town rivalry means a little bit more, doesn't it? I mean, as they always say, throw the records out and go for it. Is that the approach, I assume?
The way I look at it, a lot of our guys, starters like to look at it, it's just another match. We've been doing the work. We put in the work. We're almost halfway through season. We should be used to a 7-minute match, no matter what the glory is or behind it. We're just going to show up, do our job, and we should get a good result because we put in a lot of work, and
we're pretty talented right now. So I'm going to look down the road a little bit, talk with Tanner Smith with men's wrestling from Trenton, Michigan. He's a grad student at AC. VMIAA for a long time has been Olivet's conference to lose. And, you know, there's a couple other schools that pop their head in there. Besides you, who are we looking at in the MIAA? Do you think it is, you know, the Olivets are coming back? Or is Alma very good? Albion, could you tell me about the MIAA?
Personally, we start off our first conference duel against Albion, and I think we're just going to ride one match at a time. Not going to take any team higher than others. Not going to focus on anyone until we're done with the guys right in front of us. I think each team's coming for our heads. Mm-hmm. They know we're talented. They know we might be up on a pedestal right now, but realistically, we're just geared for one match at a time. And when we get there, we'll be ready for it.
Yeah, I think you said that you are going to have a target on your back this year. You know, you were the hunter last season, and now you're the hunted. And it sounds like you're embracing that approach.
Definitely. I feel like if we keep a high head with it and we get too excited on it, it's not going to go our way. But if we keep staying hungry and looking for more, I think we're only going to find good things.
All right, Tanner, great conversation. Congrats on your success this year thus far. Plenty more to do. You will be wrestling, I assume, Saturday, 10:30 a.m., roughly. I don't know when you're going to go, but Saints and Bulldogs are going to wrestle it out. 10:30 a.m. Saturday at the Marilat, or is that in the Blue Gym?
The Marilat.
Marilat. All right. Tanner Smith with Men's Wrestling. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we are going to step aside. We're going to talk some basketball, women's basketball. Ashlyn Weatherly, just a sophomore with the Lady Bulldogs. We'll talk about their season, her season, and we will look down the road as our ACL Access show continues live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on Main Street. I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The men's hockey team takes the ice Friday, December 8th at 7. On Saturday the 9th, enjoy a full day of Adrian College athletics. Choose from men's wrestling, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show. A real quick commercial break. The way you're like, my name is Ian Wendt. We're here at Frickers. People without microphones, but equally as important, Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, and Stacey Mitchell, marketing professional at the station. That's what we'll call her. Appreciate you all hanging out. But most importantly, we're going to talk some women's basketball. Across the table from me, I have Ashlyn Weatherly. She is a sophomore forward from Grosse Ile, Michigan, playing for the Adrian College women's basketball team. Ashlyn, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, a season that is going very well for the Lady Bulldogs. You are 5-2. Overall, you're undefeated, 2-0 in the conference, wins over Kalamazoo and Alma. So, Ashlyn, how would you assess the team start to the year?
It was definitely a good one. I think we're definitely on a roll, but we got to keep it up. The competition is going to get harder from here. So, got to keep working, grinding at practice. So,
just a sophomore, so I'm not going to put you on the spot for, like, what's your major going to be? You still have time to figure that out. Unless you know, we can talk about it.
I do know. I'm a biochem major.
Oh, yeah. You need to know early for that. I got a smart one across the table. I better step up my game here with these interview questions. What brought you to Adrian College?
I chose Adrian College for the fact that I could get a pre-med educational degree and do basketball at the same time.
It's a good answer. You can do many things. It's a big part of why I stuck on there, too. So last Saturday, kind of a career day for you in a way, 14 points, 13 boards against the Alma College Scots. How would you – I mean, obviously that speaks for itself, but could you talk about your teammates and how they were able to get you involved and sort of work together in that way?
Yeah, it was definitely a good road win. It was a big road win. That's typically a tough game. Last year we split them, so – the fact that we could win away is a big deal, starting the season off strong. As a center, I kind of rely on the guards getting me the ball, as opposed to I don't get to just choose when I take a shot. So they definitely did a good job of being smart, taking shots when they were open, but looking inside out. We're really big on that this year. So
the most frustrating thing from the stands or at the scores table when I'm doing PA, and someone like Ashlyn is wide open in the post and the guards just standing there, I'm like, get her the ball, bounce it in, throw it around her, get it to her somehow. But when they do, I see what can happen. Could you talk about the makeup of your team in terms of, you know, you're one of the underclassmen, but I feel like there's a pretty good balance with this year's team.
We're definitely a well-balanced team. We've got five seniors, a large handful of sophomores, a few freshmen, and a few juniors. So we're well experienced, but we've also got some young ones. So, I mean, we're going to be good for a couple years to come for sure.
Well, let's take care of some stuff this year.
That's
good
true.
Start. 5-2, 2-0 in the league. You lead the team with rebounding as well, just under 7 per game. Very active.
Yes.
Is that a good way to describe your game? You don't just run down there and stand there under the basket. You seem to be very active.
Yes, for sure. Definitely working hard, posting up all the time. I mean, boards are a big thing. I mean, if I'm not making a bucket, then I'm going to get all the rebounds. I'm making my teammates open, setting screens. So always about the little things, the hustle.
Talking with Ashlyn Weatherly with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. What's it like, assuming she's listening, what's it like playing for Coach Morris? If you can tell, you can say she's kind of tough love, or is she very vocal? Just, I ask that because when I do public address for your games, she seems very calm. Like, she has a calm demeanor. She's not really verbal. Is that different in practice?
It depends on game performance. I'd say that. She's definitely a good coach, so much knowledge for the game. She has so much confidence in the players. So that's always good to know. Brings a confidence and a calmness to the court, like you said. You can see it from the stands looking in. So, yeah.
With this 5-2 record going into more conference play, probably in the next calendar year or so, we have a non-conference game coming up. How would you assess your team? Do you think you're playing right now at a level that's good enough to play extra basketball at the end of the year? I know it's kind of early. But, you know, getting to the MIAA tournament, I think, is the stated goal of your team, right? Is to,
yes,
to be in that final where they take six teams, top two get a bye, and then the other four play. Is that one of the goals of the team this year?
Yes, of course. We're always looking to get into the tournament. It's definitely a lot of sophomore competition coming up, but I think we have it. We just got to work hard. If we play like we played at Alma, we can win any game.
You talked about playing inside-out basketball. Is that kind of what you try to do, or does it depend on the matchup? You know, maybe some games they want to play outside-in, or, you know, maybe they want to put you on the wing, set some screens or things like that. What's the philosophy for the team?
I definitely think it depends on personnel from the other team. I mean, we've got a lot of good guards, smart driving in, good shooters. It's just kind of a balance of we got to use everyone, play to their strengths. So inside, outside, whatever works.
So you have the win against Alma on the road, win against Kalamazoo at home. I've seen some not from your team, but just other college teams or high school teams. You go to a different gym, and the shooting background is completely different. How did you ladies handle that at Alma? I mean, you know, you played there last year,
right?
But it's been a while since you've played there. How do you adjust to that? I mean, you can't practice forever shooting with that background. Could you talk about that aspect a little bit?
Right. It's definitely adjustment, but at the same time, we're all basketball players. We've been playing for years now. We've played in different gyms before. Just kind of, you get used to it. Like, even me with my back to the backboard, I already know where the box is. Like, that's where I'm hitting the top corner, getting the ball in.
I keep referencing this, but I would totally do it. Hoosiers is my favorite sports movie, the basketball movie about the Indiana high school that we go watch it if you haven't. But they go and play the state championship, and the coach brings a tape measure, and he has the player hold it under the basket, and he puts it down to the floor, and he has him read the measurement, and then do the free throw line, and he says, "That was the exact same measurements as back at Hickory, their home gym." I would do that for every game. It'd get annoying, and the players would hate it, but, like, you're right. You know exactly where the block is, your teammates are going to be, so – you know, maybe shooting threes, that's a little bit different with the shooting background, but I like that answer that you gave. Matchup to this weekend, 5 o'clock, you're going to take on Hiram. Have you done any film on them yet, or does coach just kind of give you the scouting report?
We were working through some of the scouting report last night at practice. I assume more will come tonight, but they definitely look bigger than us, so it'll be a challenge. But if we shoot like we did, it'll be a good game.
So stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
That'll be your task. What's the rotation like in the post? I know there's you. I know Olivia Green has got some playing time. Who else is – I haven't seen you girls play a lot, so what's the makeup of the interior of the Bulldogs?
In the post, on the mostly it's Green, Icky, and myself. So
I don't know Icky.
Aubrey, number 11. Okay. Aubrey Ick. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Okay, well, that's a good rotation. Do you play two post players at a time, or do you kind of go four guards, one inside, or it depends on the team you're playing?
It probably depends more so on the team. Against the team that we're going to play Saturday, maybe we'll play two posts, and it'll probably be a forward more so. So it would be Morgan Babb, Aubrey Ick, who can play on the outside but also play inside.
So. Are you more of an interior player?
Yes.
You don't want to be out there on the arc handling
not
the ball?
Not my favorite,
okay.
No.
Okay, I kind of gathered that from your last answer. But 5 o'clock, you are home.
Yes.
Against Hiram. Ashlyn, best of luck. Thanks for getting on the air. Appreciate you talking about your sport, your team, and good luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
Chris, thank you.
And once again, that's Ashlyn Weatherly, a sophomore forward from Grosseville, Michigan. She plays on the Adrian College women's basketball team. You can watch her and the other Lady Bulldogs play this Saturday at the Marilat. It's a 5 o'clock start, tipping off against Hiram. We're going to go from tipping a basketball to dropping a puck. Tia LaSalle waiting in the wings, another sophomore at Adrian. She is a NCAA women's hockey player. We'll talk to her about the weekend that was and the season moving forward. We're here at Frickers and Adrian with the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The men's hockey team takes the ice Friday, December 8th at 7. On Saturday the 9th, enjoy a full day of Adrian College athletics. Choose from men's wrestling, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
With it, we have sophomore forward from Cornwall, Ontario, Tia LaSalle. I missed the number, it's not on the list, but it's 28. I'm not Goose, I'm not as good as Goose. But Tia, thanks for jumping on the air.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I can tell. It was a long weekend over in Wisconsin. I experienced it with you in a different way, a different kind of taxing trip. But 10-plus hours on a bus to get to River Falls and then a four-hour trip to get to Milwaukee for a couple games. We're going to get to that in a second. But the generic question I ask everybody, what brought you to Adrian College? You can't just say hockey. You can say hockey and or hockey because.
I think the main reason that I picked Adrian was I knew a couple of girls before coming here, so that made the process a lot easier. And when you go through the recruiting process, there's just so much, and it gets so complicated, and you just kind of want it to be over with. So whenever I came to visit, like, all the girls were so welcoming. The campus was awesome. Philly was awesome. And
coach at the You don't have to say he's awesome. He's here.
I don't know if he can hear me, but
I'll tell him you said that.
But, yeah.
I'm not familiar with geography of Canada. Is Cornwall, Ontario, close-ish to the border? So this is kind of a, if you wanted to compete and be close to home, was Adrian the fit?
I mean, I'm not really close to home. I'm like a 12-hour drive.
It's a 12-hour drive. Well, not close.
No.
That's why I said I don't know Canadian geography. That's quite a haul.
Yeah, it is. Definitely a long drive, but the flight's only like an hour, but I know really get to go home.
Yeah, my goodness. So, Tia, this year the team 6-0 in conference play, 9-2 overall. The two losses to, you know, a couple other top ranked teams, the top 15, the Lady Bulldogs. I think you moved up to number 6. Congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you know, what are your assessments of an early season that's kind of been challenging in that you've scheduled some very good teams?
Yeah, I think we've been doing good so far. Obviously, we have two losses that kind of hurt us, but we've grown from those losses, especially from the one that just happened because River Falls is a building. And I think we need competition like that because towards the end of the year, like, both of the teams we're going to be facing. So the more we get like that in, the better we'll be in the end. So.
Yeah, talked about that with Coach Skelly a little bit. Is, yeah, this is a tough schedule.
Yeah,
you know, sure. Utica, Elmira, River Falls. You're right. You could see these teams in March.
Yeah.
And no offense to the league, but you might not see a team like that in conference play.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say it. You don't have to. They can be mad at me. But top 10, 6 in the USCHO.com poll, number 9 in the pairwise. And that's something for media fans and coaches to worry about. Do the players talk about that at all? Do you really care?
I mean, it is broad enough, but at the end of the day, we know that, like, competition for the top 10 teams are relatively like, the same, and we know, like, that we're all going to pretty much be similar, and we can't take any team lightly. So no matter if they're the top 10 team or top 1 team, like, they're going to be good. So.
The game 1 week ago tonight was against River Falls. They were a top 5 team. First 40 minutes, you weren't knocked out, but, you know, down 4 goals. third period, maybe the best period I've seen you ladies play, and I've been covering this team for a while. What happened on the bench that kind of sparked it? You can't swear on the air due to federal regulations, but what happened from the second period to the third? It was like a different team came out to you.
I was actually talking to one of the girls about it this morning. I think we struggled starting on time because, again, we're not used to playing teams like that. And I think really between the second and third, we had nothing to lose. And it just showed us as a team, like, okay, what are we going to do? Just give up? Or are we just going to go out there and give it all ours? And I think we did really good at that. So.
I'd say just maybe a post or a crossbar, right, from actually tying that game
yeah.
and give you a chance to win it. But, you know, you put that game in your back pocket, drive about 5 hours to get to Milwaukee to play a conference game Friday against another Falcons team, Concordia, Wisconsin. Different pace, I'll say, and talking with Carmen and Una, teammates of yours, it kind of felt like the pace kind of affected you girls a little bit. Like, okay, they're slower, they play a little differently. We were a little off the mark. Would you say that was kind of the case?
Yeah, for sure. Those games are a little tougher to play, especially when you come from playing River Falls, and then it's like a completely different game. That was crazy to play those games sometimes.
Well, and then you figured it out.
Yeah.
Last half of the game,
yeah.
Score 9 goals. You were a part of it. I have to read some stats that the sports information guy put together. Tia's played in 10 games this year, 4 goals and an assist. We got to get that assist number up. Goals are fine. We can work on that assist number. She's looking a little coach and player unspoken right there. She does have 2 game-winning goals to lead the team. And there's another number here, too. Oh, you don't lead the team in game winners. You lead the team in penalty minutes.
Okay.
With 23, I think Coach Skelly put this together. Yeah, what's going on here? Do we need to have a penalty box intervention?
You know,
is it an anger thing? Do you need to talk this out with a therapist?
You just got to play tough out there, you know? Can't take these girls lightly.
They always see the second hit, not the initial one, right?
Exactly.
Could you talk about your line mates and who you've out on the ice with the other two forwards?
Yeah, I've been playing with Jocelyn Hudanish, number 17, and Callie, number 90. And, I mean, our lines have kind of been switching since the start, but recently I've been playing with them, and we've been clicking very well. They're 2 grinders. We all kind of know where we're going to be. Our forecheck's awesome. Like, we're right there and there. And we have so many opportunities, like so many, but we just need to keep burying.
Yeah, with, you know, you being the sophomore of the squad, you have Jocelyn in the middle, like you said,
yeah.
And then Callie on the outside. So you're paired up with a couple seniors.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Honestly, I don't really think of it like that. I kind of keep forgetting that I'm just a sophomore, but I mean, I was playing with them, so, yeah.
Me too. Did we talk during the trip? Did we do an interview?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yeah.
And I looked at my phone and I go, this is a sophomore?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you get to bug Skelly for 2 more years at least.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have a conversation about the international trip to Europe first. Are you going to go with the team?
Yeah, we leave on Saturday.
That's a very unique opportunity.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Not everybody, I don't know. I mean, you have Una Fellen,
yeah.
Who's from Norway, Europe, but, you know, we got some Canadians on the squad. You got Gia from over in Nevada. You got Callie from Washington, a couple of Wisconsin girls, and Michigan ones, obviously. Has anyone really been to Europe?
Not that I really know of. I know I've never been to Europe, so I'm really excited, but obviously there's some girls. But it should be a really fun time and a great experience for all of us.
You're going to play the Italian national team on the 13th and 14th, but it's all part of a trip, right? I mean, it's we're not going to disguise it as a work thing. So you're going to play hockey, obviously, but it's going to be a lot of sightseeing and team bonding. You're looking forward to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. And we're like memories that we're going to talk about forever. So
I don't mean to make this show all about me, but I have one of the microphones, so I do it sometimes. I went to Europe when I was a student. I was a band kid. But we got to play in the New Year's Day parade in Rome.
Oh, really?
And
really,
like you said, I mean, I'm going to talk about that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That trip was awesome.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance to go, it's not free.
No.
Never is. Nothing's free, but it's worth the experiences. It says you're going to go to Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. Did coach give you kind of an itinerary yet of what you're going to do?
Yes. Not going to lie to you, though. I haven't really looked at that yet.
You got time. No, it's okay. That was not listening.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yes. Sorry.
plenty of time to look at that and get packed and go. Finals this week. Are you all done or do you have some to do?
All done. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Gosh,
you're telling me. I mean, you girls have gone everywhere. You've had a trip out east to New York. You've had a trip west to Wisconsin. You're going to Europe. And then when you come back, you get to turn around at the end of December and go play in South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm really excited about South Carolina. I think it's going to be so fun. I've never been there, and I've always wanted to go.
You've always wanted to go to South Carolina?
Yeah, I wanted to go to Charleston. I don't know. I always see, like, movies, but it's so pretty.
Oh.
So random, but I don't know.
Like a sightseeing thing?
Yeah.
Or is there a TV show in South Carolina that you want to, like, inspired you?
Yeah, I think Outer Banks. Have you ever heard of it? I don't know.
Outer Banks?
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
It's, like, where they're by the water.
Is it, like, a chick flick show?
No, it's good. I think you'd like it. You should watch it. A lot of people like it.
Well, if only we had like a 10-hour bus trip recently that I could have watched something like that. Anyway, talking with Tina LaSalle, the NCAA women's hockey team. After these kinds of trips, does the team feel just that much closer? I mean, close-knit group anyway.
Yeah.
I could tell from the trip, but like, did it kind of just solidify that?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely the best part of it. Especially with the freshmen too. Like, we don't really get to see them that much because they live in the dorms. So obviously we're not in the dorms with them. So like to stay over with them and kind of get to bond with them a little more. So it's nice.
I mean, after that trip to South Carolina, you got done with crazy trips?
I believe so. I mean, I think we're away. Yeah.
Trips.
Yeah. We're away for some of the conference, but out of conference, I think that's it.
No trip to like Seattle or anything?
No, not yet. Who knows though?
Next year.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. Well, Tia, thanks for the time. I'm sure you were very nervous. You seem like a person that doesn't like to talk a lot, but you did great.
Thank you.
Congrats on the weekend you had last. Stay out of the penalty box.
I'll try.
We'll be rooting for you. Bulldogs, next game will be on the 13th and 14th of December. They'll be out in Italy taking on the Italian national team. Next Bulldog home game, stay tuned. It'll probably be sometime in January. But anyway, Tia, thank you again, and good luck in Europe.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, for the NCAA Women's Ice Hockey Team, Tia LaSalle, sophomore forward, number 28 from Cornwall, Ontario. Still here at Frickers in Adrian Wright on Main Street. Stop on by. There's some people out here enjoying some late lunch, supper type deal. Speaking of deals, specials, weekdays, lunch specials, drink specials, TVs everywhere, sports. Want to watch my Steelers win a 3-0 football game tonight? You can do that against New England. If you want to watch the Lions do their thing, stop on by at Frickers and Adrian. I'm here at least once or twice a week, if we're going to be honest about it. It's one of my favorite places to be in town. Quickly, I'd like to thank Zach Hines with the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Team for our conversation. Also, Tanner Smith. Good conversation with him about men's wrestling. women's basketball, a conversation with Ashlyn Weatherly. And then you just heard TLSL with the NCAA women's ice hockey team. Men's hockey plays Friday at 7, Saturday at 3. We're taking on Augsburg at the Arrington. Saturday morning, it's the men's wrestling team, 10:30 at the Marilat, taking on Siena Heights. And I might as well stick around because 5 o'clock Saturday, it's women's basketball against Hiram. Men play at 3 o'clock, too. All right, the Marilat's busy. You know, pay for the wrestling and then just stay all day. Sounds like fun. And the women's hockey, once again, the 13th and 14th of December, they will be in Italy taking on the Italian national team. All right, once again, thank you, everyone, for being with us on the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Thanks to those student-athletes and the CODAs for allowing them to do this program. Thanks to Sports Information Director Mike Prang, who just had one incorrect answer today. I won't hold it against him next week. This week, it's all Prang and Coach Krug. He'll get it updated on the website, no doubt about it. Hey, speaking of website, AdrianBulldogs.com for all your sports information. You can download the Adrian College app. All right, thanks again to Frickers, Stacy Mitchell, John Kane back in our cave studios. Until next time, I'm Ian Wendt saying so long from Frickers and Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The men's hockey team takes the ice Friday, December 8th at 7. On Saturday the 9th, enjoy a full day of Adrian College athletics. Choose from men's wrestling, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.